Blog Talk Radio. I hope y'all can hear me. All right. You can. Peace and light to everybody within the sound of my voice. Happy Moonday, happy Monday, happy day of reflection, and welcome to the Black Alice in Wonderland radio show. I am your host, Queen Amina, and I'm so happy to be here with you tonight. There's a lot going on as usual, and I'm going to do my best to cover it as well as I can. I want to wish all of the Scorpios a happy birthday. Happy birthday to all the Stingers out there. All right. Yes. I know my niece is a Scorpio. Happy birthday to all the Scorpios, y'all. Seriously. I hope you enjoy. May you have another wonderful spin around the sun. And, you know, may all your fondest dreams and wishes come true. All right, fam. So let's get into it. I'm going to do my best to make it work tonight. Couple of interesting things I wanted to bring out. Number one, I don't know if you all are aware, but apparently in Fairfield High School in Iowa, yes, I said Iowa, a couple of high school students, Jaden Miller and Jeremy Goodale, are charged with first-degree homicide after they killed their Spanish teacher by beating her with a baseball bat in a public park over their bad grades in Spanish. Their teacher, Mrs. Noemma Grebel, was praised by other students. She was reported missing early last Wednesday morning, and these two students knew that she had walked the park every day. So they staked it out, and they murdered her. Her body was actually found in the park. The ill part to me is that this woman lost her life over bad grades. When did we start killing teachers because we got a bad grade? What is going on? I keep talking about the psychosis of our children and the psyche of our children. I keep talking to even people, even adults, but I'm just saying. The psyche of our children is important. It's important if you have children to be in touch with them, to be in tune with them, to know how they're feeling and what they're thinking, to have conversations on a regular basis, okay, so you don't wake up knowing that you are harboring a murderer in your house, let alone one in high school. I mean, I had teachers I didn't like. I had teachers I couldn't stand. I still had to do my work, do the best I could. You know, we try to do the best in terms of passing tests and getting good grades and tests and so on and so forth, right? I'm not going to sit here and say I never fail a test. Yes, I have failed tests before in life. Did I want to kill my teacher? No. Was I angry at her? Yes, but I was more angry at myself because obviously I didn't get the information I was supposed to get, which is why I got the S in the first place. I find it alarming. It's very disconcerting, and it's uncomfortable for me. I have been a public school teacher. I have dealt with some of the most wildest kids ever. I have. The children that I have taught have been very interesting. Some of them were violent. Some of them, and I'm talking about junior high school, okay? I'm not even talking about college or anything. You know, some of them had serious issues. I had an alcoholic. I had a child that was an alcoholic in seventh grade. In any event, never in my wildest dreams did I feel like I had to watch my back so bad that if I didn't give a good grade to a crazy student, that they would kill me. There is something grossly wrong. There's something wrong. I don't know the last time I've heard of such a thing. Even on a college level, if you didn't get a good grade from your professor, I didn't want to kill him. I'm just saying, like, what is going on? And these two little Caucasian boys plotted the death of this woman and succeeded. Of course, they are in prison. They're in jail now. Of course, you know, they're going to be tried and what have you. But what day is it that our children are in high school and decide to kill their teacher because they got a bad grade? That's very problematic to me. That's heavy and problematic for me. Y'all might feel the same way. Something is not right. Something is not right. And she was a brilliant teacher. She was loved and hailed by other professionals and other students. They loved her. The woman is dead because these two little white boys decided to kill her because she didn't give them a good grade in Spanish. Something's not right. Something is not right. And I continue to reiterate this because in dealing with children, and you know I continue to stress that I've worked with children of many, many different ages. Right now I'm working in the preschool level, and I'm trying to instill values and love and kindness, compassion, respect, honor, dignity into these little children. No one is too young to receive information such as this. No one is too young to learn about love and kindness and dignity and compassion. No one is too young to learn that. And I find that preschool children definitely get it because they're the ones that if something is taken away from them or if one of their classmates does something or won't share, they like 911. They'll let you know in a minute, so-and-so's not sharing. So-and-so said this to me. So-and-so did that. So-and-so said a bad word. I mean, anybody who's dealt with preschool children or even if you have your own children and have had your own children, when they were preschool age, it was 911 and 411 all day, every day. They constantly are going to let you know what's good, what's bad, what's right, what's wrong, what happened. They can't wait to let you know. They're going to run, tell that. They're going to come, tap you on the leg, kill me, kill me. So-and-so said this to me. I didn't like it. Sometimes they do a better job at connecting with their feelings, emotions, and expressing themselves than some adults do. Real talk. But it pains me to know that this woman's family, her children, her husband, will not have her anymore. Because these two little crazy boys decided, oh, she gave us a bad grade. We're going to plot and kill her. Get with your kids, fam. Get with your kids. Get with your grandchildren. Speak to them. Talk to them. How you doing today? How was your day today? What happened today? Anything exciting happened today? How you feeling? Please talk to your children. Talk to the children in your life, even if they're not your children. You got nieces and nephews. Talk to them. Okay, check in so that you really have an idea of where their heads are, so that you can instill things in them so that they won't make such egregious decisions to take someone's life because you got a bad grade. What? We got to do better, man. We got to do better. And when I say we, I mean we because it is the adults that are responsible for nurturing, raising, and instilling value into children. The children will not get it just by osmosis. It doesn't happen that way. They have to learn these things. We had to learn these things. You got smacked in the back of your hand and was told, that's not nice. Don't talk like that. Don't say those words. Some of you have eaten soap for saying bad things or bad words. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I remember my mother would squeeze our cheeks until our cheeks met. She'd squeeze your cheeks so hard. Don't say that. That's not nice. We don't say that. Don't do that. That's not nice. We don't do that. You reiterate these things to children so that they can grow up with values and self-love as well. We always say hurt people, hurt people. I need to find out what was going on in the minds of these two young men, that prompted such a horrible decision. They'll probably be in jail for the rest of their lives now over a Spanish grade, for real. I'm like, were they smoking? Were they doing Molly? Were they doing methamphetamine? What in the world was going through their minds, for real? We have to be careful. And I know we live in a society of brutality. We live in a society of mayhem. We live in a society of fear-mongering. We live in a society of very... I want to say ignorant behavior propagated by adults, okay, who are in the spotlight, in the limelight, including a former president, when they behave badly, like grown-ups behaving badly, should be a video, but grown-ups behaving badly shows children that you can do it and possibly get away with it. Because Lord knows 45 done got away with everything popping, everything. Rape, tax evasion, all kind of scheming, lying, cheating, everything, got away with it. So this is what children will definitely repeat what they've seen. You know, we can tell them, because they get to all day long, but if we don't model good behavior and show the benefits of good behavior, then, yeah, they're going to go to the other side. They're going to do all kind of stuff and think, I'm going to get over, because I've seen adults get over. If I get some money, I can really just get over. The more money I have, the more crazy things I can do, and nobody's going to get to me. That's what our society shows children. So all of a sudden now, death is a problem solver. Really? I feel like it brings more problems. You know, murder is a problem-solving technique of teenagers. Really? I hope their parents are really, really mulling over what they instilled in their children, what they taught them, what they didn't teach them, whatever. They're going to rethink a whole lot over these next years, that's for sure. When your high school student is charged for murdering his teacher because the teacher gave him a bad grade in Spanish, and of course she was a Latino woman, so that's another story I'm not going to get too deep on, but still, her life mattered, and that's ridiculous. So I don't know if you all were aware of that, but when I came across that information last week, I was like, okay. I said, really? It took me to another level, you know, because being an educator, being a social worker, being one who has worked with children my entire life, Lord knows I would really be hurt and thrown if any one of my students ever over these past decades committed such things. I would really be upset, because I know the energy and the love that I gave to every class and every child that I ever had to work with. I was even a step coach while I was teaching full time. And I deliberately created the program because I knew that the students who wanted to do it came from troubled homes. And I wanted to give them order and structure. I wanted to give them something that they could do and feel proud about. And I wanted them to know that they were a part of something that was genuine and that I loved them. I also let them know that if they got into trouble, if they ever got suspended, even if they had bad grades, they wouldn't be allowed to step when we stepped. They could practice, but they couldn't perform. So everybody was like, nah, I got to be able to perform. And they all did exceptionally well. The principal came to me and was like, what are you doing? Guidance counselor, what are you doing with them? They're calm in class. They're getting their assignments done. They're passing their tests. They're doing their book reports. Ms. Hassell, what are you doing? I was like, I'm giving them love and structure. What are y'all doing? Nonetheless, I never had a student, I couldn't graduate. I never had a student that failed and would not be able to get promoted to the next grade. Never. I made it my life's mission to make sure every student that I ever had was always promoted. Even the ones that came to me below grade level when the start of the year popped off, by the time we got to the end of the school year, they were either on grade or proficient. I don't play with education. Education is everything. Because if you're stupid, everybody takes advantage of you, and you ain't got no money. You must be intelligent. Intellect is something that we should strive for. We shouldn't wish to be complacent and dumb. We should not. They were loved by me. Sometimes it was tough love, but it was always love. It was respect. It was honor. It was, I see you. I know you're there, and I'm going to give you my best because I want you to give me your best. And I want you to be your best as an adult when you grow up. Now, I don't know. I'm sure other teachers don't always have such a passion as I did. But I'm just saying, like, this is sad. This is America. Moving forward. Now, This was another interesting fact I found out. Did you all know that when black men first became police officers, they were not allowed to arrest white people? In some cases, they weren't even given uniforms or squad cars. They were just given, like, a position. Real talk. Meanwhile, black people didn't feel safe because white men were still shooting us and beating us up. So they put together black police forces, but they were only to further police black people at a time when crime was not rampant in our community in that way. We were way more communal. We were respectful to each other. We worked together. Crime was not out of control. We didn't have, quote unquote, ghettos until later. But that was interesting to me, that you would be a police officer, but you can't, no, you can't arrest white people, though. Very, very interesting. Those are lots, it says a lot about this country, yet again. It says a lot about the police departments in this country, of course. We know we have issues with them. And don't get me wrong, I have law enforcement in my family, and I've had uncles and quote-unquote, you know, uncles that weren't related to, but you call them Uncle So-and-so and Auntie So-and-so, you know what I'm talking about, who were, you know, police officers and detectives. We have a really good friend who's a detective, retired detective, New York. You know how hard it is to be a black detective in New York? Nonetheless, we do exist, but I think it's profound that black police officers were not allowed to arrest white men who were committing heinous crimes, murder, rape, all kind of stuff. Couldn't touch them. That's deep. That's very, very deep to me. So much happening. Dang, and I'm going to get to this thing right here. Okay, so you guys know, we all know, attention, attention, tomorrow is election day. Now, I've spoken on this before. I'm just going to reiterate real quick. Local elections are the most important elections that we can vote in. I'm going to say it one more time. Local elections are the most important elections that we can vote in. Now, whether you believe it's the SAGE movement or not, it really does appear that our democracy is in trouble. The republic altogether is in trouble. Okay? We've known that voting has been an issue for many years. But unfortunately, because of the existence of the cretin named Donald J. Trump, many legislators within the Republican Party believe the hype around the stolen 2020 election. Now, Trump did admit to a colleague that he knew he lost. He's like, we lost. I know we lost. But we got to keep it going. He knew it then, and he still knows it. But the hype of the big lie has taken hold of the minds of some Americans across this country. It's quite sad. Definitely a very interesting exercise and example of propaganda. I learned about propaganda in seventh grade, and as I've gotten older, I really, really see it, okay? You know, there's hate and injustice just tagging along in their agenda, a little sprinkle of racism, even though they attempted to use Herschel Walker to dupe the African-American vote, thinking, oh, we're all going to just vote for a black man because he's black. Not Herschel. Sorry. I said it before. The elevator's not going all the way to the top floor, and he is not the sharpest knife in the drawer. Boo-boo is not it. You can see it when he speaks. He's not it. I watched the debate between him and Warnock. And, you know, Warnock is an educated brother. Warnock held himself pretty cool. Herschel Walker, no. To all of my people in Georgia, please don't do it. Do not fall for the okey-doke of the blackface and say, oh, I'm going to vote for him. I'll give the brother a chance. Don't do it. He has no experience in civics. He knows nothing about it, and he is running for a significant office. No, no, and no. if he wants to run for something, he could maybe start with school board president. But I bet you he'd get into trouble for all those ill-gotten babies and abortions that he paid for. And he forgot he paid for it, but the check is written in his name. Listen. He's not the one. I'm going to leave it there. We have seen gross gerrymandering going on in different states. You know, Wisconsin has drama. Georgia got drama. Both the Carolinas got drama. Texas, Pennsylvania, other states, drama with gerrymandering because, of course, when the Republicans lose, that is when they seek to change the lines around neighborhoods about voting districts. They make it more difficult for certain people to vote. They make it more difficult for more people to be able to get to the polls. They change district regions, and then all of a sudden somebody's got to travel 30 miles to vote when they don't have a car or a mule. Still, I am proud of brothers and sisters in the South and everywhere else that organize buses to help people to get to the polls. Goodness knows, our ancestors in this nation deserve our respect and deserve to, how would I say, feel satisfied in their graves that we're going to vote because many of them died trying to vote. They died trying to register to vote. So I don't take it lightly. I never really did. I know that I am one who will not necessarily vote for the lesser of two evils because I'm not voting for evil anything, but that's just me. But I exercise my power of the vote. I'm going to vote. I'm urging all of you within the sound of my voice to please, please vote tomorrow. Vote wisely. Okay? I hear people say voting doesn't matter, blah, 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 blah. Now, presidential elections, they're a little bit different because you got the popular vote and then you've got the electoral college that can just wash everything away with regard to what the popular vote actually states, okay? But in these elections that we're going to have tomorrow, this is not a presidential election. This is Congress, Senate, gubernatorial, all right? These are people who stay in office oftentimes way longer than a president. Okay? Think about how long Joe Biden was in the Senate. Think about how long Nancy Pelosi has been in the Senate. Think about how long Cory Booker has been in Senate, even. And that's more recent. But there's a government position many, many years longer than a presidency. So don't be fooled and think, oh, it's no big deal because they're not the, you know, person who's in charge. They're not the, you know, the president. No, 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 no. The governor is like the president of the state. Whoever is your governor, that's really important. They're making very, very serious and critical decisions about what's going to happen to you and everybody else in that state. They have the power of execution or to deny an execution. They have the power to put things into law in the state. This is one election where we got to get motivated and get out tomorrow. Carve some time out. Make sure you make it happen before 8 o'clock. Please, if you haven't already voted, make sure you get there and you vote tomorrow. Hubby Liz and I will be there. We will be voting tomorrow. There's too much at stake, okay? And what's interesting is that we saw in the 2020 election, because a lot of people across the country didn't want Trump to continue ruining this country with another presidency, okay? People came out in droves and were like, no, 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 no. And he did. He lost the popular vote by millions with an S. And he lost the Electoral College vote, okay? Seriously. However, with this election, it's a bit different. And I know we got a lot going on in New York, PA, Georgia, Wisconsin, Texas, Florida, Ohio. There's a lot going on, so you got to show up. If you don't want to, be caught in the drama, or you don't want to lose the privileges and rights that you may have, you got to get out there and vote. All right, this one is deep. You know, if we don't show up, a whole lot of stuff could just be over. All right? The reversal of Roe versus Wade was a wake-up call and a tap on the shoulder to not just women regarding our health care and contraceptive rights, but also the threat of gay marriages. Okay? Quote-unquote so-called minorities and others are all in jeopardy with whatever can happen tomorrow. We must realize that this is a fight that we have to win. We can't be lazy right now, all right? A lot of people only vote in a presidential election. But, again, we have way more power in a local election, okay? City council, Congress, senators, governors, there's a lot on the line for tomorrow. All right, and we have a say-so, much more of a say-so, in these elections that we're going to have tomorrow than we usually do in a presidential election. Okay, so we have to use our voices and our votes. All right, literally, our actual freedom is at stake. For real. Remember what I said last week, that there are white men camped out with assault rifles at ballot boxes, trying to intimidate people coming to drop off their ballots. This, and I've seen the pictures. I was thrown. I said, "Wow, this is heavy." Okay, and we can't let people intimidate us. I live in an open carry state and in a concealed carry state, so they're not try it. But just realize that we can't let people tell us that it doesn't matter. It does matter, okay? We do need to vote, all right? One thing I really dislike, again, is when people just complain, but they didn't do anything to stop the candidate that they didn't like. You know, how can we have crazy vigilantes going after elected officials, plotting kidnappings, death threats, et cetera? The January 6th insurrection was proof of the madness, the fear, the violence, the racism, and the ignorance within the Republican Party members, including the public. And I remember when Trump beat Hillary Clinton. She had won the popular vote by over 1 million votes, but she didn't win the Electoral College vote, and that's why she lost. Now, when that happened, did Democrats cry and scream about him stealing the election? Did she not concede gracefully and allow a peaceful transfer of power? Did she incite violence and hype up, you know, folks to storm the Capitol building seeking to kill the opposite party's members? No. And believe me, I'm no fan of Hillary Clinton. But she damn sure is no Donald Trump or any one of his little cronies like Booty Rudy Giuliani, crazy not bathing Steve Bannon, cosmetic surgery having Roger Stone, or even baddie Paul Manafort. She had George Soros behind her, and she still didn't launch a violent campaign against our American democracy. She conceded and got quiet. Unfortunately, Trump has resurrected every old, decrepit organization that has ever existed, whether it was the Daughters of the American Revolution, the Knights of Columbus, and now we've got the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, Patriot Prayer, who actually held a rally in Oregon, where the only lynching of a black man had ever taken place in 1902. That's when they decided to have their little rally. The Three Percenters Militia and the Wolverine Watchmen Militia, who were charged with felonies for attempting to kidnap Michigan Governor Christy Whitman. They're doing some time now. Okay, and please don't forget Lil Kyle Rittenhouse in Kenosha, Wisconsin, who took the lives of a couple of white protesters during protests of the shooting by the police of Jacob Blake. Don't forget that. He called himself a little white militia person. I'm doing my duty. Mm. Don't forget about the debate that was held with Trump and Biden when Chris Wallace asked Trump, "Are you willing tonight to condemn white supremacists and militia groups and to say that they need to stand down. And then Trump replies with, quote, Proud Boys, stand back and stand by. But I'll tell you what, somebody's got to do something about Antifa and the left. That was his answer. That was his reply. Okay? The president on that day claimed, excuse me, that following Friday, he actually claimed that he didn't know who the Proud Boys were. He didn't know what the Proud Boys were, who they were, or whatever. But yet you say Proud Boys stand back and stand down? Okay. The damage was already done, whether he knew them, he said he knew them or he didn't know them. Okay? That group got a massive boost on social media. Okay? They were the trending topic on Twitter. For years, white supremacists have looked at Trump's racist, xenophobic rhetoric as a source of encouragement. And some of the most prominent far-right groups have openly embraced and endorsed the president. It's insane. Okay? He even refused to explicitly condemn supremacist groups. He, you know, we know this. He won't do it. Even when the Charlottesville incident happened, oh, there were nice people on both sides. Really? And he would not dare condemn them. Now, the Proud Boys are a far-right group of self-described Western chauvinists. The group has rejected the notion that it promotes white supremacy, even as its leaders regularly share white nationalist memes and maintain affiliations with known extremists. This is according to the Southern Poverty Law Center. Okay? And they consider them to be a hate group. The Anti-Defamation League describes the Proud Boys' ideology as misogynistic, Islamophobic, transphobic, and anti-immigration. Some members espouse white supremacists and anti-Semitic ideology and or engage with white supremacist groups. They have frequently been involved in street violence. And a former Proud Boys member helped to organize the Unite the Right rally that prompted the deadly violence in Charlottesville, Virginia in August of 2017. It's deep. Rita Katz, the executive director of SITE, S-I-T-E, Intelligence Group, which tracks far-right groups, told the Washington Post that Trump legitimized the Proud Boys in a way that nobody in the community expected. She said, quote, it's unbelievable. The celebration is incredible. In my 20 years of tracking terrorism and extremism, I never thought I'd see anything like this from a U.S. president, end quote. Deep. So, you know, we really need to get out tomorrow. We need to get out, okay? Do not forget that in 2016, the Ku Klux Klan official newspaper endorsed Trump for president. The Trump campaign denounced the endorsement, even as Trump continued to spread disinformation on immigrants and refugees in an effort to dehumanize and vilify them. Shortly after, he won the 2016 election. White nationalists gathered for a conference in Washington to celebrate his victory with Nazi salutes. Come on. So don't forget, a lot of the people that were at the January 6th insurrection, there are those people, a lot of them, they're running. They're running for an office. They're running for Congress. They're running for office in their state. Serious. So do you see how this insanity was able to escalate to this point? Trump pours gasoline on fires and doesn't even say, oops, it's like he won't take any responsibility for anything, but it's all the mayhem continues to ensue. So this entire charade must end. It is time. It's over. There are way more sane people in this country than crazy right-wing nationalists. I know it because I've traveled this entire country many times, and I haven't come across that type of energy. Maybe what? Once or twice. I remember one time we were on tour in D.C., and I remember when we did see the Tea Party, and they were staying in the same hotel as we were. That was uncomfortable. But still in all, they didn't do anything to us. Maybe they're not. okay? The statement, make America great again, is a complete farce. America was much greater before it was invaded by European people. Even when they say, we need to take our country back, I'm like, back from who? Y'all stole this country from us in the first place. We should be shouting the same thing, but we're not. We're not wilding out, plotting to get legislators or scheming to take over the U.S. Capitol building. We're trying to thrive and live a good life while being good citizens, saying that that's been working so well for us, but we're not inciting violence or lying about election outcomes, okay? Straight up. Get out there tomorrow and pull that hammer. Tomorrow, vote. Please, get out and vote, 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 vote. It is very crucial. This is a very serious election. I mean, we're going to see how it goes, but I'm telling you, a lot of these people that Trump has endorsed are real right-wing nationalists. They are crazy racist people, and they're archaic. Even in Pennsylvania, you got Doug Mastriano running, who's, you know, totally against abortion and blah, 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 blah. He can't win. That's all I have to say. He can't win. Oz can't win. There are a lot of them. They can't win. Herschel Walker might be black in his face, but he can't win. Sorry. I hope Stacey Abrams wins. I hope Warnock wins. I'm like, whoa, this is deep. We haven't seen this like this. I don't even know if ever. I know we've had tumultuous times with regard to voting in this nation, but ooh, because you better believe these people also don't want us to vote. They want to take away black people and Hispanic people's rights to vote. So we got to snap to it and protect ourselves. They're relentless. So please, get out there and do your thing tomorrow, okay? Election day, tomorrow. Please, do your thing. Seriously. All right. Next up. Now, this is a little controversial. I got two more controversial things. One's longer than the other. Ah, oh, wait, here we go. Just because there's just always so much craziness going on. I know that we recall that recently the home of Nancy and Paul Pelosi in San Francisco was supposedly invaded, blah, 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 and unfortunately a horrible assault was made on Paul Pelosi. I really hope that he recovers. I know it's an arduous process. Prayerfully, he's going to be all right, seriously, because he's 82 years old, I believe, and I know that he sustained a lot of serious injuries, especially to his head. So prayerfully, he will recover and be well. You know, I don't wish violence or harm on anyone, and especially somebody who's just chilling at home. Nonetheless, there's another story circulating. It's about to be scrapped, but still. I've been doing a little investigating, and there may be some deeper things going on that goes against the story that we received. Now, apparently, 42-year-old David DePepe, or DePepe, is known as a gay Castro nudist protester and supporter who also supports BLM. However, the Castro nudists are openly gay male prostitutes. Wait for it. Paul Pelosi has been said to be bisexual. Uh-oh. According to the San Francisco police, at 2:27 a.m., they were dispatched to do a wellness check. When he didn't answer the phone, they broke the sliding glass doors to get into the home. When they enter, they see the two men, okay? They see Pelosi is holding a hammer, and all of a sudden, David DePepe takes it from him and begins to assault him in his head. other article that I read, it stated that at 2 a.m., two men left a gay bar in San Francisco, and one of them is married to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Now, again, according to the San Francisco Police Department, RP is the reporting person. RP stated that there was a man in the house and that he was awaiting his wife. He said he didn't know who the man was. There were no signs of a break-in, however, aside from the break-in that the police did to get into the house. Also, you may not be aware that several months ago, Paul Pelosi was pulled over in San Francisco for a DUI. And there was a young male in the vehicle who fled the scene. Now, I'm continuing to investigate this, mainly because when I first learned of it, it just didn't sound right to me. Something just didn't sound right to me. But the more I'm digging, the more I'm getting this kind of stuff about the PEP being a gay Castro nudist, and that perhaps he didn't break in. Perhaps he was welcomed in, and perhaps something just went wrong after that. You know, time will tell. We'll see. It's getting harder because they're going to continue to flood the internet with other stuff that doesn't lead to this. But the hair stood up on the back of my neck when I came across this part. I was like, ooh, because for one, I didn't really know the sexual preferences of Paul Pelosi. I'm not really interested. And secondly, the police was dispatched to do a wellness check at the behest of Speaker Nancy Pelosi. So there's more going on than meets the eye, and I'll figure it out, but I just was taken aback, first heard about the attack, because I was like, well, why would somebody want to do that? Even if it had to do with her, why assault this man in this way? So that was interesting, too, because if you're breaking in the house and you're talking about where's Nancy, and Nancy ain't home, why are you going to beat up the husband, and why would you wait until the police come to begin your assault? That's the other part. Very interesting. And I don't know if it was a tryst gone wrong, meaning that Pelosi welcomes into the house and maybe they were going to hang out, whatever, so on and so forth, and things took a bad turn. That remains to be seen. But, well, things definitely took a bad turn if you get hit in the head with a hammer, but something's not right. And, you know, I don't know if I'm going to get it all because we're talking about the Speaker of the House, so that's a lot. That's major security. There's a lot of stuff around that. Plus, tomorrow's got an election. There's a lot going on. But I just found it to be very, very interesting. Very interesting. Okay, moving on to my feature story. I've been covering this for a minute. I talked about it when we were dealing with Kanye and supposed rants and what have you. But so let me put this disclaimer out first. Here's a disclaimer. This next subject is not to defame or insult any member of the Jewish community or anyone who calls themselves Jewish or even Hebrew. I have to put that out there first. Hold that. Kanye West, Kyrie Irving, and Nick Cannon all have something in common. I'm finding it quite interesting that all three of these brothers have been in the hot seat over relatively true statements and information about African Black Judaism. I recently learned that Kyrie Irving, Brooklyn Nets basketball star, has been under fire for posting comments relating to original Black Hebrew people who follow Judaism. So let us rewind. Now, we discussed Kanye West last week. So Kyrie Irving also recently received major backlash for posting on Twitter. He posted a documentary that had come out way back in 2018, and it's on Amazon.com, entitled Hebrews to Negroes, Wake Up Black America, by Ron Dalton. All hell done broke loose because he posted this video, on his page. Now, Of course, the usual naysayers like Stephen A. Smith, Charles Barkley, and Shannon Sharp, they've all jumped all over him. I'm like, yeah, they still take up for the slave masters to this day. Got to keep them checks coming in. However, and it's cute, it's funny, because Dr. Umar Ifatunde Johnson calls all of them snowflakes because they just can't support him no matter what. I remember when they went in on him last year when the jab came out, and he refused to take it. And they were forcing players to take it. If you don't take it, you can't play. He was like, I'm not taking it. He refused. So they suspended him for quite a while, during in which time he admits to doing a lot of reading. But in a recent interview, several actually, Kyrie, said, quote, one of the biggest mistakes I made when I was a kid was not knowing the European and Western languages until I started looking things up and understanding the definitions, end quote. And now that he's 30 years old, he knows why. They said, if you want to trick a black person, put it in a book. If you want to hide anything from black people, put it in a book, end quote. He says, quote, now I know reading is a superpower, Ashe, because it helps me understand where I've been and where I'm going, like a tree with roots, end quote. He said, any label you put on me, I'm able to dismiss because I study. I know the truth. I know who I am. He even said, you know the Oxford Dictionary. Well, I know the Oxford Dictionary, okay? They said that he had posted that the Holocaust didn't happen. So this is when they start getting into falsehoods. He came out and said he never said that the Holocaust never happened, nor did he ever like or share anything having to do with such a thing. He said it several times in one interview that I cannot be anti-Semitic if I know where I come from. They also tried to say that he was posting on Alex Jones and said that the Sandy Hook statements, wrong again. He said that he did not endorse Alex Jones' Sandy Hook statements, and what he was referring to was an old post from the early 90s that Jones had investigated and reported on regarding the secret societies and how they rule the world. And then he was like, it's true. Brothers and sisters, this king ain't pulling no punches. And the media and the untouchable machine are having a field day. They're losing their mind. All he did was post a link to an Amazon film, and they can't handle the truth. They can't handle his truth. They can't handle their own truth, because their own truth would not have them being the chosen people, nor would it have them being the original Hebrew or Jew on this earth. They can't handle that. I'm like, and perhaps this is why the Ark of the Covenant is kept in Ethiopia, with the heavily guarded by the black Falasha Jews who carry big guns. I'm just saying. And please do not forget the Nick Cannon incident. I don't know if you all were aware of that. I was well aware of it. He had done a powerful interview with Professor Griff from Public Enemy. And Griff is a scholar. He's also an author. That interview was straight fire. Okay? I thoroughly enjoyed it. However, I remember thinking to myself that the untouchable machine would soon come after him because of the heavy factual information that Griff was dropping and that Nick was asking key questions and giving biblical commentary on. When Nick said to Griff, quote, they don't want us to be them, end quote, Professor Griff quickly snapped back, correcting him by saying, quote, no, it's deeper than that. They don't want us to be us, end quote. I was like, oh, big mic drop. Because that's the truth. It was exceptionally powerful and definitely way too powerful for the untouchable machine to handle. They couldn't handle it. So, you know, they got to Nick shortly after that, and he quickly apologized, okay, and did whatever he had to do to make amends so he could keep his money and his shows. All of that up real quick. In the interview, he got a turban on. You know, he's going deep. And I'm not mad at a brother for attempting to speak truth. The issue I have is that, unfortunately, if you are tied to the machine in the way that these individuals are tied to the machine, when they come for you and that you have to apologize, you got to say you're sorry. If you're not in a position to not say sorry, meaning that whatever enterprises you have going on are yours and you're not beholden to them, which is rare, then you shouldn't have to say sorry for saying the truth. But because we're talking about Nick Cannon, we're talking about Nickelodeon, we're talking about primetime TV, we're talking about The Masked Singer, we're talking about Wild and Out, we're talking about all these different things that they control. So he, you know, can't just go flapping his gums around about the truth because they're like, no, we own you. You better pull all of that back. And that's what happened in the Nick Cannon incident. He got real quiet. Real fast. Look at what's happening right now to Kanye. He is losing his endorsements, platforms, business deals. Okay? And all this why? For adamantly speaking a truth that they want hidden. Before, I've talked about this before. I've been to Israel. Okay? I saw all the dark-skinned black Hebrew people who studied Judaism. Okay? There's a lot of them. All right? Many of them were darker than me. Okay, remember also that the original Arab is black as well. Okay, Muhammad is black. Okay, so what happens is when the slave trade gets introduced, we have a grotesque and overwhelming whitewash. A whitewash of everything. So not just Kemet, but of course Judaism, of course Islam, all these different things, religions, faiths, ways of life, historicities, if you will, they will whitewash it, and they'll whitewash it to a point where we just didn't have anything to do with it. So that's why right now the running narrative, even with the white Arab, is that the original Kemetans are not black people, even though you got nothing but black people all over the wall, okay, all over the tombs, all over the hieroglyphs and what have you. All right, like, you know, it's etched in stone, but, oh, it's just not true. They weren't black. Okay, you've got Islam, of course. Oh, no. Muhammad wasn't black. Muhammad was black. Let's go to Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Let's go there real quick. Black. Can't talk about that. In some churches in Europe and Spain and different places, it depends. Sometimes the Madonna is black. Sometimes she's not. And when you see a black Madonna and you ask someone on the door about her blackness, they say, oh, no, that's just soot from the candles all these years. She's not really black. Meanwhile, once a year, they will parade a little baby black Jesus all through the villages, and everybody's got to kiss it and touch it. Meanwhile, the Pope, when he is in the presence of African dignitaries and African royalty, he gets on the floor and kisses their feet, but we don't get to see that in prime time, do we? It's very, very interesting because these together, meaning that, okay, Nick Cannon, I think that was last year, but this whole Kyrie and Kanye thing, and it's also interesting that their name, both of their names begin with a K, but they, if only they had come together, and Dr. Umar was saying that, he was like, if only they had come together to try to fight the machine together, because they didn't say anything untrue. And I have to get the patience to sit through the 3.5-hour documentary, Hebrews to Negroes, you know, I know it might be difficult. I ordered the book because I'm a reader. And I mean, I'll watch a documentary, but I find that books have way more information sometimes in a documentary. Nonetheless, it's very important for us to overstand, understand, and understand our own heritage as Black people. It's very important for us to know that we created every major religion in this world. It's very, very important for us to understand, overstand, and understand that we are the original Jewish person, and we're Hebrew. Judaism is a study. It wasn't necessarily a religion. It was a way of life, just like Islam. Islam was not instituted to be a religion. It was instituted to be a way of life. Thyself, Lord and Master. It's supposed to be a way of life. Everything just gets changed around, of course, when other people get control of it. And then, of course, you're going to demand that it's a religion instead of a way of life. And there's a difference. So it's deep to me that they are coming down so hard on these two brothers. And if you do yourself a favor and go on YouTube and look up a couple of Kyrie's recent interviews with regard to the post that he put out, this brother, I'm like, the brother is eloquent, okay? He's not, how do I want to say, overly passionate. Like, you know, Kanye gets real passionate, and that scares the hell out of them anyway. But he's not, he's real calm. He's answering a million questions. He is so calm, and he is factual. I enjoyed watching both of the interviews today, and there are more, but I saw two today. And he was just so cool. And he's talking to the press, and we know who the press are, and we know who owns the press. But he's talking to the press. He's so calm. They're not used to it. They're trying to rile him up, and he won't let it happen. He's got an Ankh earring in his Ankh rings on. Like, he is definitely one who I would say has knowledge of self. And he's continuing to keep learning. He's learning all the time. But, honey, I think the worst thing the Nets could have done was give him all that time off last year. He said he'd have read so much. And it's also interesting that the documentary itself, it was a book first, so let's stay there. The documentary came out in 2018. I think the book was written in 2016. Where was all the hubbub then? And let me add on real quick, real talk. Why are you running down the throat of Kyrie Irving for posting the documentary on his page when the documentary is on Amazon.com, owned by Jeff Bezos? Y'all ain't saying nothing to Bezos. You're not asking him to pull it. You're not saying anything. Oh, but you want to just go ham on a Black man about his real heritage? Really? There's a lot of documentation out there at this point that even states so clearly that the Black man in America is the original Jew, period, point blank, the end. There are Jews in Ghana. There are Jews in Africa, hello? Not just Ethiopia, but on the West Coast, where many of us were taken from. You can see videos right now of African Jewish people. It's not as if they don't exist to this day. Yes, they do. Yeah, they're hello. I've known Black Jewish people myself. To Ben Yochanan, or Yochanan, however you want to pronounce it, but Dr. Yosef Ben Yochanan himself, he was a Falasha Jew. Ethiopian Falasha Jew. And he was castigated throughout his career by white scholars about being a Black Jew. We still have this issue. We still have this issue right now in 2022. And they want to lose their mind because a black NBA star who's independently minded put that on his post. He was like, why are you coming down on me anyway? I didn't write it. I didn't have anything to do with it. I just posted it. So it's very interesting because, again, just a couple of weeks ago, Kanye was in a relatively same hot seat talking about original shoe. Why can't we be who we are? Why can't we say who we are, what we started, who we've been? According to them, all we can be is a savage or a slave. How about now? You're the savage. And I know they're probably also ticked off from what I imagine. I haven't even gotten the full story because I don't even have the book yet. The book is coming. But there are certain practices within the modern-day Jewish community which have been adopted by Babylon. And they're not nice. And so this is a part of the backlash that white Jews receive because the practices are not humane. They're not good, especially if they are Jews that follow the Talmud, and the Talmud comes out of Babylon. It's not nice. I've stated this before. The Talmud did say, yeah, a man can have sex with a small boy or a child. It promotes pedophilia. It promotes a lot of other things that are not cool. So if that's in the documentary and the book, I am sure they're like, they're having a fit. Because if a part of your truth is very ugly, you don't want others to know how ugly it is. And I was applauding the brother watching these interviews earlier because in one of them he said, they say nigga all the time, social media. He said, and I don't hear an outcry about that. Nobody says anything about that. There's no protest or nothing about that. But I put a post up about a documentary that I saw for my people, because he continues to reiterate that his Twitter page is for his people. His Instagram is for his people. I do follow him on Instagram, and his posts are powerful. One thing they can't stand is an educated and knowledgeable black man or woman. They can't take it. They want him to shut up and play basketball. He's like, I'm bigger than that. There's more to me than that. He named his son Elohim. The whole thing started because he found out that his name Kyrie was also associated with the name Yahweh. And so when he went to look up Yahweh online, the movie popped up. And so he watched it and was like, whoa. And then he posted it. Then all of a sudden, everybody gets their panties in a bunch. But I'm going to drop this on you real quick. Even Judaism that we see today, Judaism is rooted and born out of Kemet, out of Egypt, North Africa. Don't forget, Moses was born in North Africa. Hello. So, Judaism took aspects of Kemetic science and created itself into itself, into Judaism. Judaism correlates with the entity deity Yehudi. Yehudi brings Judaism. Within Judaism, you see, especially with the man, they wear linen has to touch their skin. Why does linen have to touch their skin? Because the companion of Yehudi, his name is Khonsu. Khonsu is, his glyph is a baby. He's a baby. He's like a little old man baby. Khonsu is swaddled in linen. Khonsu has the little Shirley Temple curls coming down the side of his face. Khonsu wears the skull cap or the yarmulke. So the Ashkenazi Jew is emulating a black god all day. I think that's also my view. Maybe why they wear all black, because they wear all black. You know that. Then, certain times of the year, they change their hats. But both hats that they wear are grotesquely round, if you will. The brim on the hat that has a brim has a wide black brim, right? And then the other wear like a furry kind of Russian-y looking hat. I guess I can't say in the wintertime all the time because they wear it for certain holidays that they have. But for whatever reason, Ashkenazi Judaism is also associated with Saturn. And there's a slight left turn that happened, I'm going to say that, with being associated with high and being associated with Satan. Hence, the synagogue is the synagogue of hate of Satan. That is the truth. You can look that up on your own. The Ashkenazi Jew differs from the African Jew. I don't even like to call the African a Jew because I don't want to use that because they're Hebrew. And during the Moorish occupation of Europe in Spain, those people who were Hebrew were in charge of banking and jewelry. The word Jew also lends itself to the word jewelry because they were the jewelers. Please follow me. Because the word Hebrew and the word Judaism is that, what does that have to do with Jewish? Where do you get Jewish from Judaism and Hebrew? Now, I'm wondering, I'm hoping that this is your line, Doc. I'm hoping this is your line. Because I'm going to open up Doc's line. I want Doc to join in on this conversation because he is also a theologian and a metaphysicist. But when I look at etymology, which we've also been talking about for the past few episodes, and we're talking about how words are formed and so on and so forth, there's no connection to me between, aside from jewelry, between Hebrew, Judaism, and then Jewish. And I said this before, when you put ish on something, it means sort of kind of like. Okay? So, please, I hope this is you, Doc. 973-307.
So what he was going to do, reach out to you and make sure you got credit.
Okay, that is not him.
I went on email and just told you to call me.
That's someone else talking, holla. Okay. I need Doc. Doc, come on in when you can. Please, 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 please. Okay, text me something. Let me know something. That's why I don't open people's lines all the time because I'm like, there's always a whole lot of stuff going on and I'm not trying to expose people. Nonetheless, find it compelling and interesting. Why? Because, you know, as we're moving from the third dimension into the fifth, truth is spilling out everywhere. It is oozing out of the seams of life. And it's on point because we're also in a revelation revealing time frame. Nothing happens by accident, and stuff doesn't really happen in a vacuum either. So by having prominent, wealthy black men come out to say that the original, quote-unquote, Jew is a black African person, definitely beyond riling the feathers of the establishment, I think it shed light and it what's the word I'm looking for? It basically it forces other black people to learn, to see, to know. So again, by them making so much noise about it, I think the antithesis is happening. They want everybody to poo-poo Kanye, poo-poo Kyrie, poo-poo Nick Cannon, but the opposite is happening. And that, because our truth is a mighty truth. We are mighty people. We have built civilizations that have stood the test of time around the world. We have civilized nations. We have helped many, 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 many people. And even though they exploit us, they disenfranchise us, they put us down, even to the point of doing bodily harm to us, we're still thriving. We still rise. Now, what's interesting is that Kyrie supposedly attempted to make a $500,000, yes, $500,000 donation towards stopping hate against Jewish people. He and I believe the owner of the team, one of the owners of the team, it's interesting to me, somebody needs to answer my question. Does Jay-Z still have anything to do with the Nets? Because I haven't heard a peep out of him. Does he still co-own the Nets? Somebody text me, do something, inbox me something, let me know. Because we haven't heard a peep out of Hover. And they didn't seem to get their panties in a bunch when he started calling himself Hover. But you're upset because another rapper and a Nets basketball player are telling the truth. That is interesting beyond belief to me. It really, really is. It's very compelling. Very compelling. Now, let me see something. I need to find out. Oh, he sold his shares. Thank you so much. I love you. Thank you, KK. I'm loving when somebody gave me an answer because I did not know. And, you know, I just found that to be interesting if, you know, he's calling himself Hover. I'm just saying, right? He's calling himself Hover. But nobody told him not to do that. So, okay, I got it now. Thank you so much, KK. I appreciate you. Let me see something. Give me 2 seconds, fam. So, here we are, you know, and I'm like, wow, it's 2022, and I didn't know. How about this? Maybe I'm naive. I really didn't know that we couldn't say that we were Jewish. I didn't know that we couldn't say we were the original Jew. I had no idea that we weren't allowed to say that, and that if we dare try to, and if you got money, I see you now. Okay. I'm hoping I'm right. Alamo, are you with me? Yes, I did it. Who's that?
I am blessed and highly favored. How you doing today?
I know that's right. I am ditto, I say. I'm hoping that all this commentary won't get me kicked off the network.
Well, I'm hoping it's good enough that it does.
But, you know, but I know, like, I'm so happy that you came in because, you know, you are a theologian. You are a doctor of theology. I don't think that a lot of people really know that. I know I call you Dr. Winborn, but, you know, your doctor is in theology and metaphysics. And what we're seeing right now with this castigation and complete uproar over these brothers telling the truth, I think it's amazing.
Right.
You know, add some commentary for me, please. Just you know, I was talking about even the word Jewish and where the word Jewish came from. I was having a hard time with that because I knew that they were the jewelers, but perhaps you can shed some light on that for me too.
Well, I think the outrage that we are hearing, again, is like always, the audacity of you niggas defending yourself for thinking of somebody. I don't know how to put it any way. I tried to.
Hey. Cold things, baby. Go ahead.
Okay. And so that's the problem that we have whenever we speak up. And the problem with the thing with Kyrie, there wasn't any speaking up. He posted a video that was on Amazon.
Right.
So,
right.
I mean, we don't even want to get into
Jeff Bezos is Amazon at that.
Right. Jeff Bezos is Amazon. So why is it that Kyrie Irving is in trouble for posting something that he got from Bezos? Because it showed black people in another light as to who they are. That is antithetical to their white supremacy. So you cannot do anything to let black people feel as though that they have something or that they are, especially when show them who they are. If you do that, you have violated our social order. Mm. And you have put our social order in jeopardy. So we cannot have that. Their problem is that Kyrie is just part of the wave. And we're waking up every day more and more and more.
Yep.
So they just need to get ready because this is what is happening. My problem that I have is black people that have decided to side with their oppressor.
Come on.
Against one of our brothers.
Right.
And you were seeing me on TV. You got all of Uncle Tom standing up, you know, coming against Kyrie, who did absolutely nothing. But show
the
people.
Biggest, Shaquille O'Neal, all of them. I'm like, really?
You're really? So you get to see all of them as simply tools, puppets, clowns, and gestures.
And
for
check
white people.
Takers.
Right, for white people. And so why do you think they pay athletes so much money? Because they're entertaining.
Right. To own them.
Right? And so long as you're entertaining them, you're okay. But don't cause them to reconcile with their actions. That's not why we have you here. That's not why we bought your contract. You understand? That's not how we do it on this plantation.
Right, I'm not paying you to think and talk.
Right, I'm not paying you to do none of that. I'm paying you to pick up that ball and run with it. I'm paying you to take that ball and throw it through that hoop. That's what I'm paying you for. Anything else other than that, you really don't have a right. So that's what that is. As far as being Jewish, I mean, just think about the word.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, so if we're going from Hebrew to and Judaism to Jewish, like, okay, they're far apart.
Right. So what they're telling you is that we are not Jews, really. We just kind of, you know, Jewish.
That's what I say.
Like, you have black and you have blackish, but they're Jewish. And why are they Jewish? Because they're all based on conversion to Judaism. So there's no bloodline.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think about Semites are all of those that come from the line of Shem.
Right. Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, who was the brother, ladies and gentlemen, so you understand? He was a prophet.
Listen, we fully need to understand everybody in the Old Testament was us. So
okay. Can you say it one more time just for the listening audience?
Everybody in that Old Testament is your cousin, right?
Come on, now.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to, understand that. And so these individuals that we see now that call themselves Jews but are not are from the Ashkenazi Mountains.
Right. And Ashkenazi Mountains are not anywhere too close to where we would call Israel, which is North Africa. It's the most northern tectonic plate of the continent of Africa is where Israel sits, mm-hmm. as well as Kemet, and of course Sudan, mm-hmm. Ethiopia, the whole region. But seriously, and it's also deep dark. The word Ashkenazi, and you've got the word Nazi at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Is anyone seeing this correlation?
Right. It's like, hello, wake up.
Right in our face.
Well, the best way to hide something is to put it in our face.
Right. Hide it in plain sight.
Right.
You know, they're masters at hiding it in plain sight.
Hiding it in plain sight. And so that's been their mode of operandi for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
So, but now that we've come into the truth,
mm-hmm.
you see, you're not going to be able to stop it because it is what it is. This,
right.
And Hebrews and Negroes, that's only one book or documentary. There are tons and tons of books and documentation.
Before. Yep.
That tells
I remember
the same
from
story.
Babylon to Timbuktu.
Right. But, we need to stand with Kyrie. I supported Kyrie from the beginning. I supported Kyrie when he refused to take the vaccine.
Me too. Yes, I did. And I remember I hit him up and I sent him a message and was like, there are those of us standing with you, brother. Stand strong. You know, and he said it in the interview that because he had a lot of time off last year, he did a lot of reading. Man, bye. They don't realize that even when they seek to punish us in a way, we find a way to come out on top because we're not just going to be idle. What if I was going to be sitting at home playing Pac-Man all day? He's a very bright young man, very bright. So that level of intellect doesn't just sit idle. More often than not, when it has free time, it will enjoy the company of his family, and learn more. It's not like he doesn't have the money to buy the books, buy DVDs, go to a lecture, whatever. He's got it. So that was one of the worst things they could have done as well, by trying to punish him by not playing. You made him more intellectual.
Not only that, we should be shutting down the NBA.
Over it, right?
Over this. We should be shutting down. We have the power to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
we are so addicted to, we love our preppers. I mean, I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to really recognize what's going on and where we at right now in the world and what's happening, because we are under attack. You know, I look at these, unfortunately, because of algorithms, I get these police brutality videos all the time that come. And it is just outrageous.
Yep.
Where we at right now. It's outrageous.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where a man could pull up to another man in his car to tell him, get out the car. I don't have to tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
Telling you to get out the car.
Mm-hmm.
Just get out the car. I don't have to tell you if you committed a crime. Just get out the car. Get out the car and get on the ground. If you don't do it, you're subject to death.
Right. Right. If you ask a question, you're subject to death.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's all because the fear of what's going on. And so on
right.
top of all of the fear of everything else that's going on, we have Kyrie telling black people that you're the Hebrews.
Mm-hmm.
And so somehow or another, but here's the sick thing. Somehow or another, telling black people that they are Hebrew is anti-Semitic.
Isn't that something? Isn't that deep?
That is so deep. And
I learned a long time ago that was an impossibility for us. I learned a long time ago that we can't be anti-Semitic, because to be a Semite means that you are of the line of Shem, who is an African black man.
Right.
Even Judah, when we look at the line of Judah, right?
Mm-hmm.
The line of Judah is Africa.
Mm-hmm.
The 12 tribes. Africa.
Right.
Like, where's the lie? No, the lie
is that
you all have purported that you're all the chosen people. Like, you've stolen, and I'm like, this is what you get, because you stole someone's culture, identity, and way of life. Now, the fact that you stole it is bad enough, but then you stole it and said it's yours to begin with. That's where you really jacked up. That's where we really have a problem. And it's the same thing, like I said, with everything else that we have. Okay, Kemet. All of a sudden, Kemet, we're not black anymore. Meanwhile, Kemet, the word means black land, but we can't talk about that. The Kamau means black people, but we can't say anything about that. You know what I'm saying? Even when it comes to the Egyptian minister of tourism and all of them, they just lie. Everywhere I go, I've heard lies. Spain, lies. I've heard the lies. I've been in the place and heard the lies. I'm like, nah, you're lying. When I was in Israel at the Wailing Wall, at the Temple Mount, and I see a lot of dark-skinned Hebrew people who follow Judaism. Well, at the Wailing Wall.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? You can't get much more, quote-unquote, Jewish than that. It's heavy. I've seen these people. Like, I always tell people, go travel and see the world so you can see yourself, because you got beautiful, dark-skinned, Africanoid individuals in your presence, and they just don't have the money to get out.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? They just can't leave. They don't have the money to leave.
Right.
You know, Indonesia, I'm in Jakarta, I'm in Bali, I'm seeing people look just like me.
Right.
But you can't get out. I told you, one of the biggest amazing experiences that I had was when I was in Japan and the monks came out, and they were like black Japanese monks.
Mm-hmm.
That was celebrating, giving life to the survivors of Hiroshima.
Mm-hmm.
And they came out to bless the whole area. And they were darker than me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like, it's coming out. It's so interesting, this time that we're in. You know, we keep talking about revelations, and we talk about going from the third to the fifth dimension, and it is happening.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the happening.
Right.
I can see it. We're in this growth happening. Not growth as in negative. Growth as in many, many, many. It's happening.
Right.
And they are trying to hold on to the last bastion of control that they have. And it's time to give it up.
Right. Well, I mean, listen, they don't have to give it up because the time is up and they're losing it.
Right.
So right. They don't have a lot of choice, but what we are experiencing is that fight. That fight to wanting to hold on, that struggle.
The struggle is real.
To want to hold on that last minute, and it is resulting, you know, those people that tied this up, though, have a scorched earth mentality.
Yes. Oh, yes, I know. Mm-hmm.
So we need to keep that in mind.
Yes,
we're tearing down everything because they don't have an affinity to anything but material.
Come on. Remember what Alexander did in Carthage?
Right.
And he put salt on the earth so that they could never grow anything?
Right.
That's how they do.
That's how they do.
Mm-hmm. Poison it, kill it, burn it, whatever, just so you can't have it.
Just so you can't have it. That is, for lack of a better term,
mm-hmm.
a mental disorder.
Oh, yeah. I concur.
At its, at its highest, its highest degree.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Something wrong with you. You know what I'm saying? As grandma would say, something wrong with you. You know, it's very, very, what I'm seeing is so interesting, like this whole unfolding, and I just found it to be, and it's not a coincidence because everything happens for a reason, you know what I'm saying? But I found it to be very interesting that first it was Kanye, and then just a couple of weeks later it's Kyrie, and I'm like, well, what did Kyrie do? What happened? And I'm like, word, I remember when the controversy came up with him not wanting to take the daddy dab, and he was like, no, I'm not doing it. And everybody's like, eh. And I'm like, okay, let me get to the truth of the matter, because I can't be listening to, Stephen A. Smith, you know, and be like, yeah, no, I got to go get the truth. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, no, I'm not doing that either. So I can understand that. He was like, I'm not doing that. It's not necessary. They had a fit. And after all that, they still came crawling to him because their asses was losing. They came to you. Okay, will you play? We need you to play.
Right.
You know, and then, ooh, he's back in the game. It's deep.
It
you
is.
You know, now he's speaking another truth, and they're just like, oh, no. You know, they can't handle it. And this one, they really can't handle. And I like that. I mean, it's unfortunate that, to me, that he did finally, quote, unquote, like, apologize. But he didn't, like, apologize. You know what I'm saying? He was like, I didn't mean to offend anyone. I didn't want to hurt anybody, blah, 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 blah. But in his interview, when he said, and he is really great in his interviews, he's really great. There's no hemming and hawing. There's no these, thems, and those's. There's no, well, we be, I be, well, we was at the, no, there's none of that. He speaks very well and very calmly, which I know they also don't like because they like when we get excited because then it gives them the reason to say we get excited. No, he's not excited. But he said, I cannot be anti-Semitic because I know where I come from.
Right.
They were having the hardest time with that moment. Like literally trying to grapple it. Like, what does he mean? Like,
what
he heard what he said.
What does that mean? He know where he come from. He can't be Semitic.
Right.
Right. Right.
They're like, oh, crap. Like, yeah, well. You know, it's deep. And then I talk about Dr. Ben because I know a lot of other individuals, those people who have heard of Dr. Ben Yochanan, you know, a lot of them didn't even know that he was a black Jew. He's a Falasha.
Right.
You know, I mean, he's passed now. He's in the ancestral realm, Ibaye to him. But at the same time, he used to talk about being a black Jew.
Right.
And he would catch hell.
Very candidly.
Right. Very. Mm-hmm.
Very candidly. And would tell people, don't come to me with all of this. I don't want to hear about no Christian. I don't want to hear about no Muslim. I don't want to hear about none of that.
Yep. And I know they really got upset when he said, the black woman is God. They were like,
right.
Oh, Lord. You know, they did. When he came out with that one, oh, good gracious, they just had a fit. You know, he was amazing. He was such an amazing scholar, and he continued to travel to Kemet, like, you know, every year and bring hordes of people with him to educate our people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was a powerful one.
Right.
So here we are right now. We have, you know, an NBA star and a rapper / mogul saying the same thing. And they're in different positions than him economically, because he never became a wealthy man. You know, his mission was to teach. His mission was to lead and to teach, and he did just that. But he was not a wealthy man. He died a pauper. You know, sadly, you know, but here we have these two. And I'm going to drag Nick Cannon into it, even though that incident, I believe, was last year. But I remember when I watched that whole interview, because I know Professor Griff, met him back in the day, always was a scholar. He was the key scholar for Public Enemy. That was his job. He was the Minister of Information for Public Enemy. And so
right.
He never pulled no punches with what he had to say. He's got a podcast. He does his thing. He wrote. He's written books. That wasn't stands on his square heart. So
right.
When Nick Cannon invited him onto the show, I'm like, oh, you know what you're doing. Do you really know what you're doing? Because you just invited the Minister of Information onto your show, and I know full well that your tech writers would have an issue just with having him on the show. That's one of the reasons why he left Public Enemy, because the machine was telling, what's his name? Sorry, it's not coming to me right now. The other guy, the head rapper for Public Enemy. Of course, I can think of a slave and everybody, but I'm not thinking about this one particular individual.
No, you're talking about. Wow, I know you're talking.
I know, I ain't gonna happen.
Yeah.
Anyway, so somebody text me the name so I don't, you know, I'll stop trying to figure out what his name is. But y'all know who I'm talking about. Anyway,
is that what you
heard yourself? Supposed to do. Huh?
Right, is that the one you hurt yourself?
I know.
Trying to figure out that name.
Thank you, KK. Chuck D. My girl.
Yeah, Chuck D.
Tonight.
Chuck D.
She's my Minister of Information tonight. Thank you, KK. Yes, Chuck D. And who I've also met. I mean, it's just his name just totally escaped me. In any event, when they were supposed to do, I think, either an interview or something they were supposed to do together, and the Untouchable Machine, like, kind of told Chuck, like, okay, you can come and Slave can come, but we don't want him to come. We don't want Griff to come. And I know that hurt Griff because they actually did it without him, and he was really upset about that because, like, I'm a part of you. We started this together. This is who we are.
Right.
I mean, it's not like anything Chuck D ever said was pro the Untouchable Machine. No. He was always talking about, you know, freedom for our people, fight the power, la, 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 all of it. So
right.
For him to bow down and concede, that definitely tipped Griff off. And they started to split ways. But he would always stand on his square. I remember when his house blew up in Atlanta, and with no apparent leak that he was aware of, that house blew up, and praise God he wasn't home. But I thought that that was an attack on him. He's had various situations where they've tried to take his life.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just, like, unkillable. So by the time he gets to Nick Cannon's little show, little podcast, and they going in from the rip, what? Like I said, the deepest thing that was said on that show was Nick Cannon was like, yeah, they don't want us to be them. And he was like, nah, brother, it's deeper than that. They don't want us to be us.
Right.
I was like, firebomb, mic drop, good night.
Mic drop, right. But that's the story. They don't want us to be
right.
Us.
Yep. They do not want us to be us. You know, so so all my brothers and sisters within the sound of my voice, this is why I always go so hard on us being who we are. We need to be who we are, not just look like it, but we need to be who we are. And it would be wonderful if we could stop seeking to emulate our oppressor. It would be beautiful if we could embrace our beautiful melanated selves, love our beautiful complexions of various degrees. It would be wonderful if we could love our hair and our lips, if we could love ourselves, cosmetic surgery because you think your nose is too big or what, just stop, or bleach your skin. You know, I mean, you know, Instagram and TikTok and all this stuff is amazing, and you always wind up seeing some crazy heinous video with somebody in Africa who came up with a new formula on how to take their melanin away from their skin. It's insane. So that's another level of insanity, because that's what's been thrust upon us, you know, through psychosis, through television, media, all these different things. You know, everything continues to just keep screaming at you that you're not good enough.
Right.
When we are the basis of fashion and beauty in the world.
Absolutely.
Why do you think white women want to have all this booty and get lip injections and cheek injections and all this kind of stuff? It's to look like us.
Right. Well, why is the tanning business such a major business?
Billions of dollars.
A billion-dollar industry. Well, why is that? Why is it that during the 1700s they made all of the women's dresses with these bustiers under it to make them look like
right.
they had hips?
Right, they had bustle. Yes, the bustle. Made them look
right.
like they had a big behind like an African woman.
Right. This is the thing that they wanted. They've always wanted. They always wanted to be us. And...
Yeah.
Because we cannot go back and find anything, or very, very little, that they have originated or created. And that
right,
everything that
mayhem.
They have, besides from mayhem and chaos, they've stolen from others, other people, other cultures, to kind of create who they are. And then wanted to label their treachery as manifest destiny. How about that? It ordained to cause havoc and to take whatever they wanted. And they're still doing the same thing today. The issue is that time span is up. Because everything
right, that's
has a timing.
Is. Yeah, yeah, the alarm
that's
is ringing. The alarm done rang.
Right. So And the thing that concerns me is that if we look around, we can see our people preparing for war. You can see us buying firearms. You can see us at the ranges now.
Yep. And
teaching our children to shoot. And you see us coming together as coalitions and militias. Why? For the protection of our people.
Yep.
These are the things that we have to do. So
have to, yes.
We have to, right. It's not an option. These are not options. These are not choices. We don't have A, B, C to pick from. No, we got one thing. We better unify and come together, because our oppressor, the enemy, is coming. Just look around. Just look around. It's coming and building. This thing with Kyrie and Kanye and Cannon, the tip. Now, I'm kind of disappointed in Nick, because he, you know, they straight whipped him in line. you know, and gave him a new show.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's the thing. It's the money that they will tempt mm-hmm. you with what I call filthy lucre to continue to have you do their bidding. That's the system that they run on. And unfortunately, we buy into it. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because mm-hmm. we come from people of the struggle. And so when we have an opportunity to not struggle, you know, we'll lay down mm-hmm. some values. We kind of look away. And we'll justify it by saying, I had to do what I had to do to feed my family.
Right. Right. And I'm like, okay, I'm like, Naga, you're a millionaire. Okay?
Right.
Take the money that you already have and jump off from that. Do something for the community. Even with the Kyrie thing, you wanted to give them $500,000, of which they said, no, we don't want your money. But take that $500,000 and build a school or a center for us or low-income housing. Do something with that $500,000 aside from just giving it to somebody who makes the money themselves. Hello, they're the Federal Reserve. If I push the envelope, that's who the Federal Reserve is. The Federal Reserve is not really federal. It's just called that. It's owned by 13 Jewish families. Hello. All they got to do is print more money. Whenever they
I heard
want
somebody
to,
say
what they do anyway.
The Fed, the Federal Reserve, or is no more federal than Federal Express.
See, seriously, they're not. They're
not
federal at all. They just call themselves the Federal Reserve, which confuses the daylights out of everybody.
Right.
I'm like, they're the ones that print up the money.
Right. And most people think that it's a government agency, but it's not.
You know, again, we keep saying, I'm like, okay, get knowledge. Knowledge is power. It really is. When you know better, you do better.
Right.
You know, which is what Kyrie is attempting to do in terms of just stating the truth. Like he said, I post things for my people.
Right.
Unfortunately for them, he's got millions of followers, and they're like, oh, no, who's going to take this seriously? Like the situation with Kanye. Oh, no, now all of a sudden a whole lot of Jewish people are going to get hurt. Really?
Really?
Stop. And which Jewish people at this point? Because black people are getting beat up forever. It didn't ever stop. So cut that out.
Right.
They're pushing that. Talking about the Anti-Defamation League wanted to meet with him. Really? I'm like, y'all are the same people that say Louis Farrakhan is anti-Semitic. Really? Stop.
Right.
He knows who you are. That's what anybody that winds up knowing who y'all are, all of a sudden you call them anti-Semitic. I'm like, stop. The curtain's coming down. It's okay. Take your bow, baby. Take your bow and go to the wings.
Right. And that used to be the catchword. You know, that used to be the catchphrase to make everybody stop. Oh, he's anti-Semitic.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Y'all don't even know what it means. So I can't.
Right.
Y'all just talking to hear yourself talk. That's that catchphrase that y'all use to try to keep people confused and on your side. And anybody that says anything about the Jews, about the so-called Jews, right? And so
when we use our fingers when we use both hands with the index finger and the middle finger and make quotations and say so-called.
So we need to just be aware of that and continue to call it out.
Every time on its face, no matter what.
Every time on its face, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And don't back down off of it. And just let them know, we're not backing down off of it. We know who we are. We know who you are, and it is what it is.
Exactly. And you'll be
so I don't have to be afraid. I don't have to hide. I don't have to be ashamed.
Right.
You follow me? I don't. These are the facts.
Come
you
on.
Got a problem with the facts. You have a problem, not I.
Mm-hmm.
So don't try to hold me accountable for your disturbance because you've
right.
been exposed.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that's where we are. Mm-hmm.
That's the truth. That is so real. You know, I mean, I'm waiting to see if, you know, what else unfurls. But, excuse me. You know, I just feel like these last few weeks have been very, very profound. You know, there's something definitely brewing in the world of truth. It's not by osmosis that these two different brothers, you know, come out with the same type of information in a short amount of time. Definitely has raised a flag and made other people, hello, learn the truth. I bet you that the Hebrews to Negroes documentaries and books, I bet you sales just went up in this last week and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are going to want to know, what is he talking about? What is it about? Because I did that today. I'm like, all this is about posting a documentary on your page?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even comment. He just posted it. Y'all are having a heart attack. Okay, all right. All right. So, you know, I'm just, you know, it's an interesting day and time that we're in. I always urge us to just hold it together, come together and hold it together. But we have to make sure we continue to live in light and seek truth. We must. And I'm going back to what Yeshua said, which was, the truth shall set you free. That's what I got. And I'm like, that's we're gonna roll with that. We're gonna roll with that and shalom. Time always goes so quick. I'm so happy that you were able to come on this week, Doc. It was funny because hubby was like, "Where's Doc?" I was like, "Doc's been busy with the Federation. He's doing a lot of work with the Federation, you know." But I'm very pleased that you were able to join me this week. I appreciate you coming on tonight and sharing your time with us. I know you are extremely busy.
Well, you know, it has been crazy. There's a lot going on with the Federation, and for some reason, Monday nights is like they're gearing up for the rest of the week to keep driving me crazy.
Yeah, it's the top of the week. They're like, okay, right. We gave you a break on the weekend, we're gonna hit you on Monday.
But I'm glad that I was able to break away for a little while and to come in and, you know, and be on the program and say hello and share for a little bit, give thanks.
Indeed, indeed. Am I able to talk about next week or not yet?
No, absolutely you can.
Oh, okay, great. Ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be my honor and privilege and pleasure next week on Monday to have on the chief of the Lakota Nation. What's his name again, Doc?
Chasing Horse, Chief Chasing Horse.
Chasing Horse, Chief Chasing Horse from the Lakota Nation. I'm very excited about it. I was invited to have him on the show next week to talk about something very, very serious. And, you know, I've been covering Native American history for a long time. So this is going to come in. I'm not going to spoil it, but please, please, please join us next Monday at 7 p.m. when I have the chief of the Lakota Native American Nation on the show, Chief Chasing Horse. Please join us. And I thank you, Doc, for allowing me that opportunity as well and for asking me to have him on. Like I said, it is an honor and a pleasure for me to have him on. It's a privilege, and I look forward to going into the commentary that we have for next Monday. Thank you so much, Doc, for that, for real.
Thanks. You're welcome.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. So, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, kings and queens and princesses and princes, thank you so much for being with me this week. I know it was impactful. We had a lot to go over. Again, please get out and vote tomorrow. Tomorrow's elections are more important than you really understand. Get out there and do your thing. And, Doc, I thank you again for coming on. I thank you for allowing me this platform. I'm really appreciative of that. And I also thank all of my listeners for all of their continued support and love, especially my hardcore listeners like KK and Dawn and Barbara and Chris and Erin and Carla and, of course, my wonderful husband who continues to support me when I'm delving into so much research. And he's like, what are you doing? where are you? I'm so grateful. You know, I know I'm charged with bringing information to the world, to our people and to the world. And I look forward to a better earth. I'll say that. So have a wonderful week ahead, everyone. Doc, have a great week ahead. I know you've got a lot of stuff on your plate, so I wish you success and smoothness in carrying out all of your endeavors. And, you know, everybody else, have a beautiful and wonderful week. May we all be gifted with safety and love and happiness and joy and, of course, supreme health. And as I always say every week, anyone who needs healing, who is going through a health issue, I continue to pray for you. I wish you healing. I wish you love. Know that healing and love are for you. Do not own your condition. Strive to get rid of it and do your best to really seek homeopathic methods, if it's possible, to help you eradicate whatever your situation is. Peace and light upon you. Peace and light upon you. Peace and light upon you. Everybody, I look forward to next Monday's episode. Please, please join us. I'm going to have Chief Chasing Horse of the Lakota Nation on, and we're going to go in. And you know, when it comes to the Native American population of this, you know, here in America, come on, y'all. Native Americans are, we're a special people. We're a very, very special people. And again, this land has been stolen from these people, okay? It's been stolen from us. All right, so we're going to have a very serious conversation. It may not be for children, but we're going to go in next Monday. Also, if you need to hear some wonderful music with some good vibes, please go to SoundCloud.com and look up DJ Pitch Control, PYTCHCONTROLL, so you can get that good, good music. We're not just talking about a DJ. We're talking about a man who carefully creates playlists to deliver messages and incite peace, incite thinking, and, of course, love. If you do a two-step in the process, fantastic. But music is a universal language. It has power. It heals. It can also hurt. But the music that my husband plays is so healing and so beautiful, and even the music that I play, healing and beautiful. So allow yourself to experience some beautiful music and feel good. Even if you're working out or if you're cleaning your house, if you're going on a drive, whatever, just check it out. Just check out Pitch Control. We've got over 150 mixes. They're all the bomb. They're all banging. So get that healing on. Feel good. Feel good so you can do good and you can spread more love to other humans across your way as you move and do in the world. This is what we need. We need more positive energy and good vibrations, and we have to share it. And whether you're sharing it with a smile or you're doing something nice for someone, as I always say, continue to watch out for the elderly, protect the babies, okay? Let's look out for each other. Let's be love and light with each other. Let's be one. All right, so on that note, I'm going to bid you my fair adieu. Have a fantastic week, family. Be a beautiful human being and be love and light in this world. It is needed. All right? Love and light, fam. One love. I love everybody. Stay strong and be fantastic. Peace and light.
up and away, real high like a bird. Catch the breeze, sail like a bird. Let the sun be your guide.